God told my guest that many destinies have been held hostage by a specific demon. It's time for you to be free and enter your God-ordained purpose. Next.
It's supernatural.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. You're our most important guest. Go and flow. My guest, Charles Katenja, was raised in a Christian home void of any supernatural power until he himself was radically healed. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I was born in the early 80s to an evangelical home. Mainly, they branched from the African Inland Mission in Kenya. And they believe in Jesus, they love God, but they do not believe that God is able to appear, to heal, to set free. So I was born with a seizure disorder where, you know, from age 2, I'd collapse and they'd take me to the hospital. I'll go through the motions, get healed for a little bit. And when I was 12, in 1994, they gave me a diagnosis. They said that there's a chance I won't make it to 25. And if you happen to do, you will be slow in your brain and life will be hard for you. And I'm the fifth of six children. And this was taking a toll on my parents because, you know, financially and all. And I'm sitting in my bedroom wondering, you know, if death was an option. Because, you know, over and over again, taking 39 capsules a day. You're sitting in Africa, kids don't have iPads and things. They're playing outside and they're singing Jehovah Rapha, my healer. I said, Lord, if that's you heal me, I will serve you for the rest of my life. Now, I didn't know what that meant, but I just said, Lord, I will serve you. And I took my pills and I flushed them down the toilet.
Oh, you're a man, a boy of faith.
Yeah. And this has been 30 years of divine health.
Now, tell us about you being filled with the Spirit. Did you tell us about when you started seeing people that were filled with Spirit? This was at college, I believe.
Yes. In our church, our pastor at the time actually would make fun of the charismatic people in his messages, you know. So I go to high school, I get born again with the Lord, and then I go to college and I join a Christian union, a group of people that believe in the charisms, the Holy Spirit and all. And I would go to the back of the sanctuary and I would watch them pray. I'm trying to see the transition between normalcy and this crazy language. And, you know, it's in an auditorium, in a conference, and I start seeing the wind rustle the leaves outside. Nobody's seeing anything, and the windows are going. And then, the papers are going, and the wind comes. And it's like it gets inside of me. They were singing their little songs, they're singing their songs, and I'm just wondering, why can't they see this? And it comes, and it's like a small, you know, tornado, not really, but really small.
Everyone should have seen that.
Well, I had no idea. So it comes into me, and next thing I know, I'm on the stage, I'm prophesying, and I'm reprimanding people for not taking God serious. That was the first time I spoke in tongues, the first time I prophesied, and I've been doing that since 2001.
And you told me when this experience happened, you went from a pretty shy kid to a very bold person.
Yeah, they used to call me the weird kid because you sit next to me, I read your mail, you know, and it's like you start prophesying. I prophesied over everyone in college, everyone in non-believers, and I did more preaching in college than I did going to class or studying because the fire of God was real in my life. And what's important to mention is that, you know, once you get an encounter with God, you don't have to let him go because for me, it was either I have him or I don't have anything. So when I get a chance, I'll go and tell people about Jesus. And this is how the fire has kept on growing and growing to where we are today.
I want you to take a few minutes and look in the camera because you teach on a subject that very few people, they know what it is, but they don't comprehend the magnitude of what it is. Mm-hmm. He teaches on the blood of Jesus. Would you teach a minute or two?
In 2014, I had this open vision. This was before Joe Biden was in a race for presidency. Before Trump was there, there was no one running except Hillary Clinton. And I found myself in the White House, and they're talking about population control. At the time, I thought it was just one of these things people were conspiracy theory. And I knew it was 2020, 2021, where there would be a disease, and so many people would die. And while I'm watching that, is that the scene shifts, and I find myself in the presence of the Lord. And he says, I'm going to commission you to go from church to church, and you're going to bring the revelation of the blood of Jesus. And it will save so many people from this pandemic and the pandemics to come. So when I get out of that, I told Lizzie, we have a new mission. We are to open people's idea about the blood of Jesus. And this is what's important about the blood. Every beating that Christ endured, every bruise was trying to extract blood from him that he may enter the Holy of Holies with his own blood. If you offer a sacrifice, they don't bruise themselves. You have to lay yourself like a goat or lamb to slaughter them that they can get the blood to sprinkle on the people. Jesus had to be the lump, and that's why he yielded and laid himself out that they may bruise him for our iniquity, and he may take this blood, and once and for all, for you and I, he may enter the heavenly Holy of Holies. So that when we say, we plead the blood, three things happen, very important. The blood will speak. It speaks to God on behalf of us and our sins. It speaks to Satan on behalf of his accusation. And it speaks to you about your trauma and things you've gone through. So it is very important for Christian people to understand in this season now. Especially with all the trauma and all the things that are happening, God's people, you do not have to live in that situation another hour, because there's a blood that is speaking concerning your healing even right this minute in the name of Jesus.
Teach just a moment on Revelation 12:11.
Revelation 12:11, the Bible says that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. It is the last day revelation when the accuser of the brethren is standing before God, the Bible says, day and night, trying to nitpick on your life and your history and things you have. There is a sound that is louder than the accusation, louder than the spirit of the age. It speaks of justice. It speaks of atonement. It speaks of the power of the Christian. And the Lord says to me, he says, this will be a last day revelation. Because you do not need an apostle, a prophet, a teacher, or an evangelist to mediate between you and the miracle. The blood of Yeshua in your lips is a sure guarantee, because Satan does not have an antidote to it in Jesus' name.
Tell me about this pastor's daughter who is bedridden with a failing heart.
Yeah, this was last year, and I think they might even be in the congregation today. She was having edema where legs swell up and, you know, your lymphatic system is not working. And we taught them about the power that is in the blood of Jesus. And they went home, given communion, and there and then, God healed her heart, and her husband today is an herald of the blood of Yeshua to his people in Jesus' name. Now, let me give you another one that might be even interesting to your viewers. A woman called me last year with a tumor, cancer, which is inflicting so much fear in America right now. And you would think you would go to a prayer and fasting or pressing in that way. But we, on the phone, I told her, find some cracker and juice. Let me tell you about the power that is in the blood of Jesus. We took communion. And she told me they bruised her trying to find the tumor because the blood consumed that thing right out of her, and she got healed 100%.
I'm going to tell you something, Charles. Yeah. I have to have you. Mm-hmm. There are many viewing us right now that have sickness, or you have relatives and friends that perhaps are dying right now. Mm-hmm. I want you to pray the strongest prayer you can with the blood of Jesus for every sickness, physical, mental, any area that people would be healed. And I happen to believe we're going to have a record number of people testifying they were instantly healed when Charles prayed.
Amen, amen. I want you to look at the camera right now where you are on your TV, and I want you to join your faith with mine. The Bible says in Matthew 18:18, if two can agree as touching concerning anything, it shall be done by my Father. And he says to us that if we put our faith in the blood of Yeshua, we will agree as touching, and there is going to be counsel released from heaven to bring you into a place of inheritance. So in the name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, by the power that is in his blood, I undo everything Satan has done in your life, in your bloodline, in cancer, in diabetes, in osteoporosis, whatever it is. I even see a woman, you're in a wheelchair, you're listening to us right now. You're in a wheelchair and you've given up. The power that is in the blood of Yeshua will undo what arthritis has done to your legs. And we just believe right now and release this miracle working power to wherever you are in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command your legs to be strengthened and for you to arise in Jesus' name. I decree and I declare by the blood of Jesus Christ, where mental health is concerned, anxiety, depression, Alzheimer's, whatever it might be, it is not excluded from this powerful blood of Jesus that once and for all is announcing restoration to God's people. We release it by faith right now, and I just thank God for it in advance, because it is sure the enemy is leaving you alone. He knows what to do, in Jesus' name.
Now, Charles has, you've seen a little, an amazing, amazing gift of prophecy. I want to hear in a moment what he sees is going to happen next in the United States of America. Be right back.
Can you take communion at home every day? Is the blood of Jesus your protective shield against every sickness and enemy attack? Does the blood of Jesus speak to healing trauma, finding forgiveness and salvation for family and friends? Charles Ketenja's exclusive set of transformative CDs answers these questions and more.
The blood speaks. It speaks to God about your forgiveness, about the traumas you've gone through, about your failures. We've seen deliverance take place by pleading the blood. People are saved pleading the blood. It is the most awesome revelation of your own freedom in Christ that you can have. The blood of Jesus will be an immutable weapon that the enemy cannot be able to overcome. My wife and I take communion every day. I've enjoyed divine health. No sickness, no disease. It gives you immunity that is so powerful that sickness cannot come over your life. You do not need to go through a mediator for you to receive the miracle, to receive the blessing.
Learn how to walk in divine protection, healing, and victory through the power of Jesus' blood. Just call or go online at sidroth.org/10071 with your donation of $25 or more with free shipping for Charles Ketenja's brand new 3-CD set, Victory Through the Blood of Jesus. Yours exclusively only from Sid Roth.
Tell me about the angels and the spirit of fear.
We were ministering here at Divine Mission here in Charlotte, and I was preaching on fear, not so much as a big thing at the time. I thought I was just encouraging people mm-hmm. to prophesy, to flow in gifts. And while I'm ministering on stage, the entire theater was filled with thousands of angels that were listening attentively.
Thousands?
Thousands. The theater stays about...
Did you see them all?
Not. You just see like a sea of people, but it's like I can pick out our members, but all of this was dressed in white. And I figured, you know, just as another supernatural experience. So I go home to pray in my car, and the Lord comes. And he says, do you know why there were so many messengers in your church today? He said, the spirit of fear has held more people from fulfilling their destiny than any other demon, because they do not show up for the battle to begin with. And he says there is a false sense of security when you hold off in fear because you feel like you're doing the will of God. And he says, as people are freed from fear, you will see in Joshua there's two things God speaks. The word of God in your mouth and being strong and courageous as the ingredients to bring you to your land. So from then, I started releasing this authority to overcome fear, casting restraint, knowing that whatever happens underneath are the arms of the Almighty God. And we're seeing people now beginning to preach, beginning to give, beginning to work in miracles, because fear was the first emissary, like apostle Satan sent in the Garden of Eden. They said, I heard and I was afraid. And it is the number one tool the enemy uses to keep us from fulfilling our destiny.
What will happen when you pray for the viewers that the spirit of fear would leave them? What's going to happen to them?
The number one thing will come is tremendous clarity of mind, because the appearance of impossibility, the appearance of danger is removed. And you realize that the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost dwells within us. And wherever we go, He goes. So there is nothing that can happen to us or on us, because we have the Godhead within us.
Hey, how would you like Him to pray the spirit of fear leave you right now? Yeah. What do you think? You ready? I'm ready. Go for it, Charles.
Just stretch your hands towards me in Jesus' name. I want to take authority over the spirit of fear over your life that is hiding in your mindset, hiding in thoughts, in imaginations. The Bible says we have the power to pull that down right now in Jesus' name. And we pray the entrance of the spirit of boldness and courage to walk and take over the land in Jesus' name. Now, some of you listening, you'll begin to have dreams. God will begin to give you instructions again. And He is saying to you right now, when you hear and obey, there is goodness of the land to be taken over. Every destiny that is held up by this, we just release the breakthrough right now. And we thank God for it, because it is done in Jesus' name.
I'm all ears. Yes. I know you're all ears because He is such an amazing God-given gift of knowing the future. Tell me what God's shown you that you know about America.
The Bible says that you cannot kick a spear and not be pierced. There has been many, many years here in America, the divide that brings condemnation and looking down on those that believe in Yeshua. And the Lord said to me, He said, He is coming. He is coming to bring judgment upon those that have turned a deaf ear to the whispers of the Holy Spirit. And you're going to see in the marketplace, not just in the church.
Is this coming up now or 10 years from now?
No. It begins this year, as early as April. You're going to begin to see beloved people that have stood and shaken their fist against God in abortion, in rights that deny the nature of God, that have been empowered the unnatural in the marketplace, in sexual revolution and things like that. The finger of God is going to be placed upon them. And you will see them in the open, the judgment of God, like He did on Herod, where He was smitten with worms. And this will bring a fear of the Lord in the country. The Lord said to me, in the 70s, even though there was widespread, like, immorality, people feared God. But they stopped fearing the Lord in America because men became God. And the Lord is about to redeem the power of His name here in this country. And let me just say this. If you're listening to me and you do not know Jesus Christ, and you've been among those that have ridiculed the name of God because you thought He was not powerful, there is still the window of grace open. Because as God is dividing between light and darkness, whatever camp you find yourself in, there are ramifications that will affect you and your generation from here 10 generations to come. You realize we talk about generational curses. There is an opportunity right now for the American people to get on the side of God, because He has given you 5 more years of grace. And He's wanting to breathe life to you and to your generations if you're willing to abide by His word and the things that He's breathing in our lives. Let me explain something if I have time real quick.
Yes.
The Bible says, blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord. When we said in America that we are no longer a Christian nation, we have seen mass shootings all over the place and unprovoked death. But now that we are saying that America is a Christian nation, you will begin to see civility getting back to the country. Because even though sin and immorality is still there, as a nation, we are saying, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And I feel in my heart that there's such a tremendous drawing from God. If you were once a Christian and you've gone away, God is drawing you back. He's giving you an opportunity now. Because once this grace shuts, it will be so hard to be able to get to where we are now. The heavens are opened for us to have an outpouring of the Holy Ghost even right now. Now, in the political arena, you know, there's been a security around popularity, around money, that where we feel like we cannot shake some of these people that have been rooting for evil. You're going to begin to see, between now and 2026, December, you begin to see God removing kings and putting other people. You will see California, that has been known to be so liberal, you're going to see God begin to shift California to the point where revival will come from there, because he is...
From king there? King.
Yes.
Anything more about America?
Yes. At the end of the day, I'll share this real quick, and... There was a time I was praying, and the map of the U.S. came in front of me, and there was fire running all through from California all the way to Florida. And I asked the Lord, what are you saying? And he says, it is time for the fire of the Holy Ghost to burn in this country I love. God loves America, and he is about to release a fire so great from California that we've never actually seen before in this country. And you will see people that I've transitioned from being a male to a female, come to a service, and the power of God hits them, and they revert back to what they were, because there is only one creator, his name is Yahweh, and there is no other.
There is something called an orphan spirit. Very briefly, define what an orphan spirit is and pray to break that.
An orphan spirit is a product of the spirit of religion. Whenever we are under a spirit of religion that dictates to us that we have to do things to earn the love of God, it keeps you on a pathway of working so hard to achieve there. And when you get there, there's this emptiness, because only God can fill that. And whenever someone is under that, you can be to the most amazing conferences but still come up short. You know, an orphan spirit, he spoke in John 14, he says, I'm not going to leave you as orphans, but I will send the paraclete, the Holy Spirit. The absence of the Holy Spirit in a believer produces the weariness of trying to earn that. So in Jesus' name, if you're listening to me and you're tired of just like trying to find a way to please God, I want to speak a word of freedom over your life. God is already pleased with you in Christ. You are no longer one to try to appease him. He says, we are accepted in the beloved. And I break that spirit off of you right now in Jesus' name, that you will arise and become a son and a daughter in the kingdom, that God can use you to bring his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
But more important than anything is knowing that Jesus is the Messiah of your Messiah and the whole world's Messiah, knowing God is real. And you need to ask God, say, just in your own words, not mine, God, I make Jesus my Messiah and Lord of my life, my Messiah and Lord. Let him become real to me. I love you, Lord. Amen.